Thank you. What a real joy, blessing, a privilege, and an honor it is to be able to come to your place to listen. And again, we're grateful for the Lord's infinite wisdom, His understanding, His mercy, His sovereignty, His long-suffering, and dying for sinners such as myself. I appreciate Him loving me when I was unlovely, and I'm grateful that I had a mother who cared enough to labor over us and pray over us, and her prayer come up from a memorial before God Almighty. And at age 23, I was converted and born again. Not of a corrupt seed, but an incorruptible seed by the word of God that lived and abided forever. I'd experienced the first birth about 23 years before that time, but when I got saved, I experienced the second birth, and that super exceeded the first birth. The first birth got me into this world, and the second birth is going to take me to heaven. I was born again, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I'm glad He got alive in me, Christ in me, God in me, the hope of glory, and changed me completely. The inside was operated on, had the operation of faith performed on my heart. I had a spiritual heart transplant. I'm not talking about this fleshly pump, the muscle that pumps the blood. I'm talking about the inner me, the real me, the eternally mortal, invisible me that's housed in this earthly house. All of us are going to die. There's no discharge in the war of death. That is this body that we're housed in. And Adam, the body, the flesh, is going to die. Sin brought death upon all mankind. There's no discharge in the war of death. You're going to die and I'm going to die. One way or another, an undertaker, the upper taker, makes no difference to me. My sins have been forgiven and forgotten, and God's seal of forgiveness never be brought to His remembrance anymore. I've been justified, qualified, and sanctified, not by what I've done, but what He done for me and toward me and in me. He got alive in me, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I thank God saved. God forgave me my sins. And prayer come up, as I said, from more before God Almighty. My mother's prayers. And at 23, best thing happened, anybody happened to me. I was converted and born again. And the Lord got alive in me. My life's never been the same. 47 wonderful years. I am what little bit I am, only by the grace of God. And He didn't give me what I had coming. If you had it, I'd have went to hell a long time ago. But I'm glad God, who is rich in mercy with a great love, wherewith He loved me, Christ Jesus died on my behalf. He that knew no sin became sin. Thank God for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Now, if you expect to be made righteous or right in the sight of God Almighty, it's not by works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Work has nothing to do with salvation. The work was done at Calvary. The price was paid, and the way was made in the holiest of holies by the new and the living way, which He, that's Jesus, has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. That means that He died at Calvary, gave up the ghost, sacrificed Himself as a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world, before the world ever was. He was in the very beginning, and He purposed for the Father, God Almighty, the Heavenly Father, to come and taste of His bitter cup. Now, God didn't ordain man to sin. Man done that Himself. God gives mankind, always has, and if He didn't do that, we'd be no more than a puppet on a string. He gives us the opportunity and the privilege to make choices. Now, man always seemingly makes a lot of bad choices. He made a bad choice. God told him what to do. He knew as well what to do, what not to do. They had a perfect state of environment, but yet they, because of the old flesh and the temptation that's in the flesh, they chose to obey, disobey God Almighty and rebel against His word. And because of that, sin became, of course, the death of Adam and his wife and everyone ever since then. And Adam, we're all going to die. There's no discharge in the war of death. You're going to die. I'm going to die. We're all going to die. The body is going to die. But I'm glad, thank God, if you're saved, if you're born again, you know Him as your personal Savior. The Bible said for the Christian to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm looking forward to the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to be faithful while I'm here as a stranger and a sojourner, as a pilgrim on this world. This world, beloved, is not my home. It's only a temporary place that I'm living in and living on this earth, beloved, for a short period of time. I know the body's going to give up the ghost. Undertaker, upper taker, makes no difference to me. For me to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I know in whom I am believed. I'm persuaded He's able to keep that. I'm committed unto Him against that day. I know I'm saved. You can't be, by the way, saved and not know it. It's an impossibility. The Bible said, you know, you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The psalmist said, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I love this book, the Bible. I'm not fond of it. Praise God, I'm in love with it. And it's rich and wonderful and precious to my soul. I'm glad, thank God, I'm a partaker of a new nature, a divine nature. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Love it. You've got to experience a new birth. He's got to get alive in you. I knew who he was. Far back as I can remember, as a little bitty fellow, my mama told me about him. I knew there was something special about his name. I knew he was the Son of God. My mind, my heart told me that. Love it, and I seen that in my mother, but I didn't know him as my personal Savior, that I repented of my sins, I gave myself up, and I come to him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I asked God in my heart to have mercy upon me. I got tired of myself, sick of my sin, love it, and I turned my life over to him, asked God to have mercy upon me, a sinner. He heard my feeble cry. The psalmist said again, this poor man cried. The Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his trouble. Thank God when I got saved, I didn't have to quit those old bad habits. They quit me. Now, I said this poor illustration. It's like an old dead dog. When he dies, you don't have to beat the fleas off. The fleas jump off him, get off him because he's dead. Love it. All those sins are just departed from me. And as a new creation, a new creature, the old things passed away. All things become new to me. Instead of running from the house of God, beloved, I made a run toward the house of God. I've been running ever since. I'm going to tell you, it's wonderful. Nothing in this world will be compared with it. I've got a great joy, a great peace, a great no-so, a great satisfaction, a peace that passes all understanding, beloved. I got the peace that only Jesus can give. He said, my peace I give, not as the world gives. Give I unto you, beloved. I have that peace. I've got peace with God. He is my peace. He's my mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. And beloved, I've got peace with God. I can never lose the peace with God, but I can lose the peace of God in my mind if I get out of the will of God. Not my salvation, but beloved, you'll have a troubled mind. You'll have a troubled heart if you're really genuinely saved and born again and you walk contrary to the word of God, the will of God, the way of God. You better look out because you've got a storm coming, beloved, and storm always causes one to suffer a great loss. All those ships on the sea, when the storm got them, the beloved, they suffered a great loss. They lost the cargo. They lost everything. Yet they were trying to ship from one place to another and get it on safely on the shore. And God's entrusted in us, beloved, as Christians. And we've got a cargo, beloved, that we need to get to the shore side and deliver what God's put, of course, committed to our trust. We've got souls that we need to be laboring over. We've got many people, beloved. You should have, and you just may not know about them, but there they are. God's saved you for service. He didn't save you to sit on the stools or do nothing and sing just like a tree planted by the waters. I shall not be moveless. And let me tell you something. You need to get off your backside, love him, and get up and get busy about the Father's business. Seek God's faith, God's will, early first and foremost and above everything else. And get your heart right with God so God can help you and use you. And you can be beneficial, helpful, and useful in God's service. The fields are white and ready to harvest, but the laborers are few. You better get busy because time's going short. Yesterday is gone, beloved, and the day's almost over. And before you know it, beloved, tomorrow will come, but tomorrow may never come for you. You better live like today's the last day that you live in this life. You better work out your own salvation. You don't work to get saved. The salvation is already gave. You work it out with fear and with trembling. Beloved, you need to work out your own salvation if you're saved with fear and with trembling. You better be careful what you do with the will of God, the way of God, and the word of God. God's going to hold you accountable, but it's going to be on your hands, and beloved, you're going to be ashamed before him that is coming and suffer a great loss. Yes, the loss of your labors, not your soul, beloved, not your soul, you'll be saved. Yes, so as by fire, but suffer a great loss. Your labors, beloved, you better labor in the Lord. If you don't labor in the Lord, your labor is going to be a vain labor. God help you. God have mercy on you. God help you to teach you to number your days and apply your heart unto wisdom, beloved. Seek you first the kingdom of God is righteousness, all the other things read, and they're secondary, they're temple. The Bible said the things that we now see in their temple. But it said the things are unseen, they're eternal. Beloved, you better lock hold on the will of God in your life and not turn loose and not let up. Beloved, press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Beloved,
souls out there, and they're precious. You better get look at them through the eyes of the Lord, and ask God to give you great compassion, ask God to help you and to have mercy upon you, and to cleanse you, and to sanctify you, and to help you to be a vessel for the finer. Let me, the fields are white and ready to harvest, but the laborers are few. God have mercy on you. There's not many people saved. If everybody was saved that said they were saved, we'd evangelize the world. God have mercy. Most people that are just poor, pitiful, lost church members, they know about Him, but they have never known Him as their personal Savior. They never have really repented of the sins. They've come and had a mouth confession. They've got a mind confession, beloved, but not the heart. The Bible said for the heart, that's the soul. The heart of you, beloved, the real, immortal, eternal, invisible you is the soul. Inside your soul, there's an eternal spirit, beloved, and of course, man, soul, spirit, and body. For with the heart, that is your very utmost being. Beloved, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you believe on Him, receive Him into your heart, that is, in your soul, as Lord and Savior, beloved, I'll guarantee you, it'll automatically bring forth the change. The Bible said, therefore, if any person, anybody, listen, if there's any person be in Christ, he's a new creature, she's a new creature, they're a new creature, and all things pass away, all things become new to you when you get saved. I'm talking about saved from sin. God don't save you in sin. He saved you from sin. And to do that, beloved, you've got to give up your sinful self. You've got to repent of your sin. You've got to call on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall, will be saved. That's not again tongue in cheek. That's with the heart. That's with the inner man. That's with your very being, beloved, when you gave up and give up yourself, then turn your will over to the will of God. And ask God to have mercy upon you, a sinner. I guarantee you, if you come right there, He said, all that comes unto me, genuine that comes unto Him, He said, I'll in no wise cast him out. Salvation is a gift. It's free. Already been paid for in full, beloved. It's nothing you can do to deserve it nor merit the salvation, beloved. And furthermore, you don't have to. It's a free gift. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You got to, in other words, when you believe in Him, you receive Him, you give up your will, you repent of your sin. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Beloved, you've got to have repentance toward God and faith in Christ Jesus and come to know Him as your personal Savior. Not just know about Him. I knew about Him all my life, my young life as a young man, a teenager, and of course a young boy. I knew He was the Son of God, but I didn't know Him. 23 years ago, when He done something in my heart, it changed, and I've been new ever since. It's been wonderful. I'm not all near what I need to be, but I'm not what I used to be. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. They'll pay us onward bound. God help, Lord, plant my feet on higher, holier ground. I hope you'll get saved. If you're not saved, you're saved. Hope you'll straighten out your life. Time's got wasted away, beloved. You better shape up, straighten up, because if you don't do it, He'll take you out and you'll die prematurely. And I see my time just about gone. Write to it, pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in His name. Amen.